How you doing? Nathan Adams. I'm with Owen Engineering. Our address is 3213 Southwest Bypass in Springfield. So I'll just give you a little bit of history here. So our client originally started development on this. You can see a lot of the dirt work there at the top of the hill. They were going to do kind of a sports complex, but then changed, you know, the planned development there, and are moving toward doing a nice apartment complex. And the layout's a little different than that layout that we had, but, and so, you know, the property lines won't necessarily match up with that layout, but it's the same idea. So they're basically taking the top of that hill and making a nice apartment complex. It'll have a lot of amenities of, you know, basketball courts and pickleball and, you know, all of these types of things. And so that's kind of separated off so that it can be kind of a clubhouse feel. And then the southern part is saved for commercial. So track one, which is the southern part of this larger one, is left as commercial zoning so that we can have it for that use that it's already zoned for. And then we're rezoning the northern part of this larger tract as the R3 for apartment complex. And then the half acre piece of property over there, they just purchased that today. And the intention is to connect a road from the back of the apartment complex up to Stone Tree Drive. They also own those lots over there. So that's really the whole purpose of that half acre.
Any questions for the applicant representative? Anything you want to add?
Just briefly, my name's Glenn Green. I'm an attorney in Springfield at 901 East St. Louis Street on the 20th floor. I represent the owners of the property and developers of the property. As Nathan mentioned, the idea is to have some nice apartment units that are close to the schools. Apartments seem to be an underserved need in this community. There's been a lot of attention to the fact of a lack of good rental housing that's available, and still retain the part that's closest to Buchanan Road as commercial development, so we're not pushing the apartments and families with kids and things like that down closer to the road. As Nathan mentioned, we are looking at trying to have a road that will come in here and connect to Stone Tree, so that would provide some additional access on the back side of the property and also be able to avoid funneling all the traffic onto Buchanan Road, so that if there's times when there's school traffic and things like that it's heavier, there'd be another access point that could be done. I'm actually in the process of also, I wrote a contract today for another little segment that's not part of this application that we would add on to later. That would allow us to have the curvature that Nathan's team has done a rough diagram of to provide the dealing with the terrain there and so on, to have that backside drive come in. So we're hoping to have that contract signed in the next couple of days for that.
Scott, do you mind bringing the development plan or proposed development plan back up?
Yeah, so basically it would tie into that really in the backside. It's kind of cut off there, but this drive is coming back here. It would then come up that direction to have the connection through my client's other pieces of property between this subject tract and the Stone Tree Drive that they already own. So they would have the capability of putting that road in there for that backside access. It's my understanding that, as was mentioned in Nathan's transmittal letter, that the city of Branson's in support of the development remain outside the city limits at this point in time. But any other questions, I'd be happy to try to answer.
And with the school being adjacent to that, I'm assuming there'd be fencing. The project would be fenced on that road to limit pedestrian traffic back and forth. Makes sense.
Let's say that we would have to do the required landscaping. Whether the client does fencing or not is something they could choose that option or a different option depending on what the requirements are. Typically, they would fence it off, but whatever they would definitely fence that off.
Okay.
Does the industrial park there with stone tree wraps around, is it approved that you can just use one of those industrial lots just for a roadway to come around, by Meeks and all that?
Who are you asking approval from?
Well, I mean, you own the lot. I mean, do the covenants allow it just to be a road access into another development?
There's not a restriction that would prevent us from putting the road where we've contemplated having it located.
Yeah, now, obviously, if it were going to be a public road, we'd have to replat that and dedicate right away. But the intention is to make it a private road so that we wouldn't have to have any additional legal requirements at all.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and start who's in the audience and have them come up. So do you guys have an order that you want to go in? Or you've jumped up first, you're going to be it?
I'll go.
All right.
My name is Georgia Cooper. I live at 207 Lafayette Lane. I appeared before this commission before when this was first approved, when they first purchased that. By this commission, one of the commissioners told me I'd be better off with it there. Now I would brought pictures so you could see an example of this wonderful dirt work they did. The runoff is absolutely devastating. And it's not just my properties, it's other properties. I'm not against progress. I'm not. I think Taney County needs more property or more homes, but I'm against them done wrong. And that's what I think has happened.
Do you have something you want to show us?
I do. I have photos of the runoff that my property gets. I've had to call DNR several times because it's been devastating. It floods the total bottom of mine. There is a county road that comes down through there. My pond is there. The pond is probably 3 inches deep now. I was told that would be taken care of. Then I was told it was a civil issue, which it can be, I'm not against that either. But I just feel like
Can you point to where your...
big plot of dirt, that big mound of dirt, I live. My home borders, or my property borders that.
Show us on the map if you...
We're just trying to get a sense of where you're at.
I'm not good with maps, I'll just tell you.
No, I can help you.
You come and help me.
I can help you. And the runoff affects all of us because there's so much gravel in the road.
Ma'am, if you can wait to speak, you can point, you can help her point, but if you'll just wait and let her have her turn. Okay.
So it's all of that, every rain, even the rain we just got, that orange dirt that they mounded up there. And in the pictures, you can see the crevices that runs down to us. I just feel like it's unfair that we approve these things and do not follow through with them.
Well, can I address the Planning Commission?
Sure.
We've had a couple, three of these, and it's not going to help your situation. You might not understand where I'm headed. But as this sets in this stage... You see these little white berms and all, that's the DNR, that's what's required as this sets in this stage. When you saw that green map of all those buildings, well, now that's a whole another stage. They got to have retention pond. That's the stuff that fixes. The fixes will not come until the development plan is there.
That's what I was
told. We have no development plan.
That's what I was told, that the retention pond would be done first.
No.
For what? By an engineer. The engineer that was the previous engineer. I was.
Yeah, and he may have said something about that. But we don't even know what the impervious surface is going
to
be. They didn't have a plan.
It's unfair to the people that live there, and we allow them to come in and just... I mean, they came in and took down... For lack of another word, they raped the land.
Right.
They took all the trees, the vegetation, everything. And then they did come in, and they tried to stop the runoff, but it was very unsuccessful because of how they did all of that dirt work.
Right.
So they had silt pits.
It didn't work. It was wood chips.
It was wood chips
inside those socks. And they nailed it down with boards. It wasn't done well. And I'm not against it because I think we do need housing. But I think it needs to be done right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
And then these are your little siltation basins, bench of big rock. And they'll work for so long, but there's no development plan until now. So we've had more than 100-year, which that's what these are based on and built off of, is 100-year rains.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Carrie Ann Bard. Also live in the same neighborhood. And the runoff has been atrocious. That with some of our heavy rains, we've had up to 3 inches or 4 inches of gravel running across the road, which had never happened before they'd cleared that land. My concern is the amount of traffic it will bring to both Buchanan Road and the roads that Buchanan intersect. Right now we have the school traffic there. We have the transfer station. We have Buchanan materials constantly on Buchanan Road. I believe it was just a few days ago we had a dump truck turnover on Buchanan Road because there's no sidewalks or walkways. We're going to put an apartment complex that will bring families. We don't have sidewalks. We don't have shoulders. We need some sort of plan in place before they put the building in to accommodate the extra traffic on the road. It'll impact all of the property owners and the businesses on the road. There are days where the transfer station has trucks backed up onto the outer road or Sunset from Buchanan, and all of that extra traffic, adding family housing development there, having it empty onto Buchanan, is going to magnify the problems that already exist there and the potential for serious accidents with the new drivers at the high school as they're entering and exiting 248 to Buchanan, as well as I want to see a traffic flow road modifications before we add that many more people to the process, and sidewalks in place in plan. Because if you're going to be adding that much family housing, there are going to be more people walking in that area. My children were the first children to actually have to ride their bike to the high school because we're on Lafayette Lane. It was terrifying.
I can imagine.
Because of all of the traffic that's already on that road. And we're talking about adding large family housing that empties onto Buchanan. It concerns me greatly because loss of life due to automobile accidents is not something I want to have to deal with on a monthly basis during the school year. So before we have anything like this put into place, I want to understand that how they're going to connect the schools, the sidewalks, if there's any plan in place by the county to put safety measures in place so we don't have any tragedies that come from a project where housing makes sense, but not if we don't have those safety in place. People are going to try and get to Target and Walmart from the shop.